Griff, are you there now?
I'm here. I'm here, Bill. Sorry about that.
That's clean. Yeah, you sound nice and clean now. Where are you at? Watkinsville?
No, I'm en route to Atlanta. I got a podcast to do in studio today at 11 or 12, I guess 11 your time.
So are those the same AJC facilities they've had all those years downtown Atlanta?
No, they moved out of downtown, I want to say in the 90s. It's on the perimeter. It's in Dunwoody.
I did not know that. I thought they were still, wow. So you're saying this happened in the 90s?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
In fact, we're talking about a new building now. I mean, that's what they're talking about. But, yeah, no, I go to Dunwoody there on the north side and the perimeter there right across the street from the MARTA station. Really nice area there.
Griff is with us talking whatever we talk about. When is Georgia going to stop taking recruits from Florida? This is getting to be a thing, right?
They're taking recruits from everybody. I mean, you know, Kirby's got a lot of momentum, particularly on that offensive line. I mean, this is another great lineman. And, you know, it might seem like they've got an overabundance of linemen, but Georgia's going to lose probably four out of their five starting offensive linemen to the draft this year. And I think they're all, Andrew Thomas is a junior. Sal McKinley's a junior. Big Ben Cleveland's a redshirt junior. And Isaiah Wilson is a redshirt sophomore. So they're all underclassmen, but they're probably going to lose four out of those five guys.
Those four right there are literally all draft picks, some high draft picks, right?
I'd say they'll all go in the first two or three rounds for sure.
That's amazing. Now, you weren't at Tennessee in 89 and 90 when they had that Charles McCray and Antone Davis. You weren't there yet, right?
No, but I used to hear Coach Fulmer talk about it all the time when I covered the Vols in the 90s. That was always kind of a standard. I thought the 98 team was pretty good, but Coach Fulmer always talked about that unit there.
Those two went in the top 10 in the draft, those two tackles, Antone Davis and Charles McCray. You've covered some pretty good offensive lines. How would this Georgia one that's heading into 19 stack up?
Probably the best across the board in terms of the depth. I mean, they go seven deep. They got seven guys who could start anywhere. I mean, Cade Mays right now is probably number six. Cade can play inside or out. And then Jamari Salyer was the number one guard in the country coming out of the 2018 class, and he was getting some first-team reps this spring, and he's just beastly. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this average is 332 a guy, and they're not fat. You know, these guys are all machines. It'd be pretty hard for Georgia not to lead the SEC in rushing again this season, I'd say.
Yeah, that's amazing. And when you consider some teams that have been struggling on the offensive line, like a Florida State, like a Tennessee, and Georgia's got an overabundance of them.
Well, it's a different system. It's a pro-style system. You know, it's what you're built for. You know, Tennessee was built for spread and up-tempo. And, you know, when you had Josh Dobbs under center, that was pretty good. I mean, they set a record there, I think, for single-season yardage at Tennessee in points, if I'm not mistaken, with Josh Dobbs. So that was working out pretty good. You know, when they down 21-3 to Florida that game and came back and beat the game. So that team could score pretty fast and move pretty fast. Different teams are built different ways. I'm not sure that Georgia was really built that way last year. I think you'll see more of that from Georgia this year. They'll still be a predominant pro-style offense, but I think you'll see from a little bit more in the two-minute. You know, he's a third-year starting quarterback now, and I think James Coley really likes getting the ball out quickly, especially those backs. Georgia's got a lot of backs that can catch the ball in the backfield effectively. And with the Eli Wolf transfer from Tennessee, you know, you got another target underneath.
Jeff in Birmingham wants to know if you're coming to Hoover for the SEC Media Days.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I totally
wouldn't miss it, man. That's great. That's, you know, it's right there with the SEC spring meetings as far as my favorite events. You know, it's an opportunity to network and kind of hear what each program's putting forward, what each, you know, what each team has to say about last season. I remember last year the Florida guys were, you know, pretty confident, and I'd say they're still going to be confident. It's always interesting, you know, to hear that Gator smack. That's kind of part of the annual deal there at the SEC Media Days.
They said, Greg Sankey said, I should have mentioned, that they're going to announce where they're going to be next year. I'm thinking the 615.
That's the rumor.
Yep. Yep.
The rumors, a lot of money there in Nashville. Great destination town. Just got to get those roads fixed, Bill.
Apparently, we're not doing much about that.
Well, you know what? It grew so fast. I mean, how many times did I tell you on the show what a great place Nashville is, and you know how lucky people are to live there. Just such a great community and a great downtown, and you know, just so many great things going on. I mean, Vanderbilt's such a great school. You know, they just got to get that stadium fixed. And you know, speaking of media, remember last year when Derek Mason, you know, was talking about not being intimidated by Notre Dame, and everybody, you know, thought he was. Vanderbilt should have beat Notre Dame last year. I that's the thing. I think everybody forgot that. That Vanderbilt team and what they've done there, you know, I'm going to be interested to see how Vandy does this year. I'm going to be curious to see, you know, how competitive they'll, you know, Georgia opens right there in Nashville. I mean, that's a game Kirby's not overlooking. It wasn't so long ago Vandy beat Georgia. You know, that's not a team you overlook anymore.
So, Griff, that means you're going to be forced to tour the facilities at Vanderbilt. You have no choice now when that happens, right?
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there somewhere. Hopefully they'll I just got to think. It's got to get better, right? I mean, I've heard aren't they going to do some work on the stadium? Is that what I heard?
The new guy says they are. They're going to do football, basketball, and baseball. Baseball's going to get a new field turf.
Yeah. Well, I mean, football is what drives the revenue train.
Right.
Here's the question. Is there going to be more Georgia fans or Vandy fans in the stands?
Oh, Georgia. That's the case.
Yeah.
That's the case for almost any visitor. Any SEC-type visitor. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, to your point, I think it'd be fun to come to Nashville for the SEC media days. I mean, you know, you get, for me, it's, you know, the night before it starts, you might get to go out for dinner somewhere. And, you know, I've got my spots in Nashville that I really like, but, you know, then those 3 days you just grind. It doesn't matter where you're at, what hotel you're at, what ballroom they got the table set up. I mean, there's just so much to do. But you got to figure, you know, SEC Network will be there and Feinbaum will be there. You know, they'll roll out all the, you know, the big SEC stars will be rolling into town. And it's just another good event for Nashville. I wish they'd get Vanderbilt rolling. I mean, it seems like you got a window there right now.
Griff, we'll let you get on down the road. We'll see you next week.
All right. Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
There he is.